which he loved.
The reading was meant to serve as a warning to Gunilla about what happened to raunchy women who desired pagan men with horses' penises or whatever it said in the book. She hated to hear about them, especially from her father, and got an even more distorted view of everything that had to do with eroticism. The more exuberant Ebba didn't make matters any easier by implying with giggles and murmurs what Gunilla's life as a grown-up would involve. You must let your future husband have his way. However, you must never allow him to have your soul because it belongs to you only. Ebba knew her husband through and through and was able to handle him. He believed that a wife should work in the house and have the satisfaction of breeding children, but spare him a raunchy woman. Carl never understood that he did everything he could to arouse his wife with the sole aim of having an excuse to punish her for her desire. Ebba wasn't like most other women. The philosophy of many free churches was that the woman had to be passive and merely receive her husband so that he could claim his rights. At first, a woman might put an arm around her husband's neck at intimate moments and whisper that she liked him, but the reply would be a slap in the face. This taught her body to be insensitive and extinguished the glow in her eyes. Ebba wasn't like that. She saw through Carl immediately and knew exactly what she could expect and how she could avoid being actually beaten. The lashes he gave her were mostly a matter of form. They never really hurt. For many years, she had really loved her handsome missionary. She knew perfectly well that he depended on her. But now things had changed. Carl was no longer quite well. He had problems with the stomach and his waterworks, and for the past year, he had been unable to perform the sexual act, which had really made him cross. Now he truly battered Ebba. Gunilla often saw her mother with bruises and wounds and traces of tears in the corners of her eyes. It hurt Gunilla terribly. By now, she understood what her parents were up to when they whispered and moaned in the evening, and she began to feel awful and would burrow down under the blankets so that she wouldn't hear them. Her mother had been so strong. Now it seemed that she was letting her mask slip. Over the past year, Gunilla had seen her mother talk more and more frequently with itinerant men, and once she had seen her having sex with one of these men when her father was away. They hadn't seen Gunilla, who had run out into the forest and flopped down on the ground to cool her blushing cheeks against the damp moss. The poor girl had nobody to talk to about her difficulties, and she became so sad.